In 2014, its fighters seized swaths of territory, including Iraq's second city, Mosul. With most U.S. combat troops having left the country in 2011, the Iraqi military was badly outgunned, and many fled the jihadist path. Al-Abadi was appointed prime minister that year after at least four Iraqi army divisions collapsed in the face of ISIS. Many Iraqis blamed al-Abadi's predecessor, Nouri al-Maliki, a hardline Shiite politician, for leaving alienated Sunnis amenable to ISIS propaganda. Dislodging ISIS took over 3 years. The U.S. military rushed forces to Iraq to help turn back the tide. It was a grueling battle. Retaking Mosul involved what U.S. commanders called the deadliest urban combat since World War II. Finally, in December, al-Abadi declared victory, congratulating the country for crushing an enemy that wanted to kill our civilization. Little more than a month later, he shudders at how close ISIS came to seizing Baghdad itself. "Do not forget, they tried to establish a state in the region," he says, sitting in his Baghdad office with a large map of Iraq on the wall. "And they were not a long distance away from achieving their dream." Al-Abadi now has a much more complex mission, governing his fractured country. While ensuring that ISIS cannot regroup, he must manage the competing interests of Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds, and the splits within those groups, as well as the interests of the anti-ISIS coalition, including the U.S., Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Jordan. Abadi is trying to juggle many different allies, says Rinad Mansour, an Iraq research fellow at the UK think tank Chatham House. He is up against a difficult task. After nearly 4 years in office, al-Abadi claims he has learned some hard lessons from the disaster of ISIS. He believes the key to halting another existential threat is to install in all Iraqis a sense of nationhood, connecting them to the central government at least as much as to their tribal and religious leaders. "People must feel part of this country and like they are citizens of this country," he says. "At the end of the day, we must deliver to the people." To do that, he will need to tackle perhaps the toughest problem of all, rampant corruption. The anti-graft organization Transparency International described Iraq in 2015 as suffering extensive, pervasive corruption across all levels of government and sectors. When al-Abadi took office in 2014, he discovered 50,000 fictitious ghost soldiers on the military payroll, whose commanders were together reaping about $380 million a year in response, he first fired several generals and then other top officials.